This is June 4th, 2007. We're on BBS Radio. We were listening to Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way, from their album, Their Greatest Hits. And isn't that what it's all about? Anyway, going your own way. This is Vocal Profiling Live on BBS Radio with Cherry Edwards and tall blonde Heather. Mm-hmm. Heather, are you with us?
I'm here, Sherry.
Okay, I understand we have a caller also waiting for us on the line. So caller, just hold set tight till we get some instructions out to people about the show and what we're going to do.
Okay.
This is an audience participation show, which you, the listener, call us up, and the computer listens to your voice, and we get a report of what's going on. A lot of the time, it's not anything new. We're just all surprised that it's a computer telling us that. So we ask that you not talk to us about medical things, although that does come up sometimes, and because it came up last night or last show we did, our attorney has made me read this on the show.
So
I quote, human bioacoustics as originated by Cherry Edwards, M.E.D., that means I have a degree, which doesn't mean a thing, does not diagnose or prescribe for medical or psychological conditions, nor does it claim to prevent, treat, mitigate, or cure such conditions. Human bioacoustic researchers do not provide diagnosis, care, treatment, or rehabilitation of individuals, nor apply medical, mental health, or human development principles. End of his quote. And my quote is, any such claims will be denied. Okay,
okay.
So we ask you to... Hello?
Hello?
We've got somebody talking in the background here, so we might as well go ahead and take our first caller. And maybe that'll give other people the idea of how we do this. Caller, did you call us with a question, or you just want your voice done?
I guess a question.
Okay, go for it.
And the question is, I feel like I'm waiting, and I feel like I'm moving to another location, but nothing has come up first for me, so I'm just kind of wondering what you see.
Oh, well, that is a question for the computer. So we're going to just open a new one here because I just messed that one up. So can you talk to us a couple of minutes about your move and what you want to do? And I won't be able to hear you. The computer will, but I won't be able to.
Okay, so
can you go ahead and talk?
Am I on the radio?
You are on the radio.
Okay.
Live.
Okay,
everybody's going to hear this.
Okay.
So you can give a fake name if you want. And thanks
no,
for
no, no, not at all.
Lining
my
up
name's
for
Cynthia,
it.
And okay. I feel I'm moving out of the area I'm in, but I'm not sure where I'm moving. I believe it could be out of state. I live in California. So I just kind of wanted to know what you saw.
The computer is giving me a little bit of trouble here. I don't know why it's doing this. It just isn't picking up anything. Let me make a switch here to send this directly through the computer. I just tested it before we went on the air, and it was behaving nicely. So we're going to start again here. And you're going to have to talk for about 2 minutes. The only thing I got was one note of G. Are you on a cell phone by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Then it's probably just my end here. So you start talking
okay, so
now and just keep talking till we come back.
Okay. I live in Northern California, and I feel like I'm moving out of state, but I'm not really sure where. I've kind of got a hit on Arizona, but I'm not really sure at this point. I'm in wonder if it's Southern California that I'm moving, or maybe I'm just staying here. So I guess I'd like to know what you see in reference to that.
Okay, you didn't keep talking for us. So I only got 70 hits. But what I did get is you're going to be moving based on a plan. You have a really high F sharp. But, you know, somebody asked us last week after the show if we were doing psychic readings. And we really aren't. We are letting the computer answer questions for you. And we can do things like tell you maybe the reason that you're going to be moving. But as far as I know, California, Southern California, doesn't really have a sound that I could pick up here.
Mm-hmm.
We know that a lot of people who have cancer in Southern California, we know about that because it's a lot of toxicity there. But that's not showing up in your chart either. What shows up is a very, very high F-sharp. And F-sharp is a balance between perception and action. You have about half as much planning as you do, like, carrying it out. And then you have about an equal amount of a physical reason for doing it. But it doesn't feel like anything is going to happen until you have a balance between perception and action. But you already told us that.
Right,
Let me see what the computer
says.
That
I'm
was
not
just
really
my
sure
interpretation.
What to say to you.
Pardon?
I said, do you want me just to read something?
No, reading is no good. Give me a name so I can put on your chart so I can save it.
Oh, my name is Cynthia.
Cynthia?
Correct.
And a date of birth, and you can make it up.
12-4-52.
Okay, I have to save it first before the computer will let me do anything. Cynthia. And the computer is saying, you're often too busy to think about or plan for the unexpected. Carrying the burden of thinking about it all and doing it at the same time is heavy. Stress about getting it done can keep you from having the energy to complete it. Bringing plans to fruition is not a strong point. This seems you seem disorganized to the casual onlooker. You would like more options about your physical surroundings. See, you just told us that, and the computer is just picking it up. You don't always have time to organize your space in the way you'd like. You sometimes hurry just to get the job done. There's a balance of pride and love of humanity keeps you committed and more busy than you'd like. You can lose interest in a project without warning. Expressing your true emotions is rare for you. You would just assume that people keep their opinions about you to themselves. You are capable of pushing others to get things done. Creating new projects from ideas you generate is rewarding for you. You take pleasure in making things better. Being able to appreciate your environment is important to you. Comfort in your environment needs to be balanced with pleasing colors and functionality. Any of that true or false?
Yes, that's good.
We will go ahead and send this to you, but we really didn't get enough information. If you want to do it over, we can do that. But you're just going to have to keep talking about your feelings of why you need or want to move, or maybe why you have a dissatisfaction with what's going on now. So do you want to do it over? Because it really just says you need a balance between perception and action, but you know that already.
Right. Unless
so
I just give you I gave you my birth date, and you just can look at that through the birth date. I'm not sure if that's what you want to
do. No, that's just for the computer to record it. Doesn't have anything to do with what we do with this chart.
Okay, I'll try to talk for 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm ready when you are. Go.
Okay, so I feel like I'm moving because I want to start a new project, and I believe it will be started in Arizona, but I'm not quite sure. I have probably 2 to 3 projects that I want to develop, but I think this one will be the first one, which is a community housing project. I kind of like the San Diego area, but I don't really think that I'll be moving to San Diego. I believe that where I live right now, has helped me tremendously with my creativity, and I've developed some new ideas in the space that I'm in. I love the community. People are very nice. The weather is wonderful. I love my surroundings. So I am satisfied living here, but I've always felt that this was a place where I would just be for a short while. And I've been waiting for probably 2 years now to hear what my next step is, which I'm not really sure what it is, but I believe it's coming in quickly, maybe the summer or early fall. I will be traveling quite a bit in the next 2 years overseas, probably to Brazil and Costa Rica, and visiting children's homes to kind of...
Okay. I got enough to do a print, but it's nothing you don't already know already. There's still a lot of F-sharp, which means a balance between perception and action. But now you have two octaves available on the note of G and G-sharp, which means you're creating something physical that people can use to motivate themselves, to manage, that's the better word, to manage themselves. And there's a big leap in humanity for that management. So your ulterior motive here is to help people manage what's going on in their lives. Even though you're saying it's a housing project or whatever, it's more about helping them manage themselves to move up in humanity.
That makes sense.
So that's where it's going more than anything else. But F sharp and G are your strong points. You can go on our site, Nutrasounds.com, and there's a chart there on the bottom. I think it's called maybe a starter wheel. I don't know what it is. Maybe Heather knows what it's called. I've been looking at it for so many years, I can't remember what it's called.
But it's a starter wheel.
Is it a starter wheel? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll give you information. Let me save this one as Cynthia 2 so we can look at it. Save. And it's talking about, again, bringing plans to fruition, looking disorganized to the casual observer. Some of the same things that you've got a low note that deals with oxygenation of digestion. So we should look at that. It's pretty much the same, except it adds a lot of ideas. Physical notes are associated with the expression of what you consider to be physical. Having dominion over physical environment resides with this note. You want to pass that on to others. Your highest note is also associated with physical prioritizing and a need to accomplish. So it looks like physically accomplishing something from a plan, but it has to have a strong dose of humanity or you're not going to be happy with it. And that's the ultimate goal, to take people from a place of being able to manage their own resources.
Okay.
How's that?
All right. Thank you very much.
Get in touch with Heather. Heather at vocalprofiling.com. And she
what
can send you, we'll send you both of these reports out to you.
Okay, so what is the website again?
Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sounds.
Okay.
Plural, NutraSounds.com.
Okay, got that.
All right. And
all right, thank you so
much.
That's
what we do.
Okay.
That was good. This is what we do here. Talk to people, get their vocal print, and... You know, sometimes we answer questions they don't know to ask. Like, I didn't feel from listening to her voice that there was a strong sense of humanity, but there it is when it pops up on the machine. And like we said, we're not really, people are not really accept that the computer is doing this. So, Heather, I was going to ask you what you've been doing this week, because I have something I want to ask.
Well, we've got a lot of things going on. We're planning out some more free online demo classes to introduce everybody to bioacoustics, who we are, what we do, and how we can get more practitioners in here. We've got a big expo in Chicago coming up. That is on the 22nd through the 24th. That's
June?
At the Schaumburg Convention Center. And
okay, how can they get information online?
The information is posted on our Nutrisounds website. And everybody, if you want
to
see Sherry,
Chicago
Health,
Freedom Expo?
Yes.
Okay, so they can get it on their site too?
Right, and Sherry, your speech is going to be Saturday at 5 o'clock. That'll be on the 23rd.
And we'll be there with a booth so they can come see us.
Yeah, we've got a big booth. We've got some of our practitioners joining us. Vocal profiling live there at the convention center.
What I really wanted to ask you about, Heather, is your studio you're building.
I'm so excited. It's coming along. We've got the carpet laid down. We're getting furniture. We've got our new sound equipment in today. All I need to do is figure out how to use it. It's looking great around here.
Hello, somebody on the line?
Oh, yes. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing fine. Who are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hey, I just got a question for you. Oh,
okay.
My name is Nathan.
Okay, Nathan. What's the question?
I just had a question for you, because I was on your website.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering, if you can find anything like for me to do to keep myself from being to do what I feel to do, I guess.
Oh, so you want us to do your voice? Okay.
Because I seem to be holding myself back. Somehow.
Nathan, can you talk about that for 2 minutes on the air?
Sure.
Okay. I'm ready when you are. Go.
Okay.
Talk about it. Go ahead.
Yes, I like to sing, and I like to learn about alternative healing, and I believe that I'm a healer, and but what I do mostly, like, instead of maybe going after it, I kind of focus on the material, trying to survive. So I'm just wondering if there's I know that there's a confidence issue, but maybe there's something I'm not dealing with, or something that I need to let go of. And so I'm just wondering if maybe in the voice print that.
Give me a birthday so I can file your print so we can keep it.
Sure.
You make one up if you want.
Sure. I'll give you my real one.
Okay.
March 23rd, 1964.
032364. Okay. And the computer won't read anything for me until I save it. Okay. Nathan, from what I see in your chart, your A and A sharp is gone. Either you're playing mental trips with your own head, like talking yourself out of things, or there's a spiritual part of you that is not getting enough attention. From physical issues on through your soul stuff, it's just not there. The frequencies aren't there. Maybe it's because you're a little fearful of being on the radio. And, you know, if people do that, they can just call us and give us a fake name, and we won't know the difference. But you're really, really high. Pardon? Hello?
Oh, yeah, it's my real name and stuff.
Okay, well, that's all right.
I'm just nervous about being on the radio, I think.
D is really, really high in your voice. And when D is high, you are in service to people, but not spiritually. You're in service to people physically, like doing for them. There's an incredible need for appreciation. But you're not setting boundaries of saying this is acceptable and this isn't. So people are tending to run over you a bit, and you're running back to your head rather than to your spirit about some of these things. There's
yes,
a strong... What?
It's true.
Go ahead.
It's actually really true.
Your voice doesn't lie. You have this little red hen syndrome of you do for everyone else, and you don't get fed back what you need to even support you physically. And the answers for you are in spirit and meditating.
Okay.
Have you ever been really, really quiet and you listen to this very high-pitched ringing in your ear?
Yes, I get that a lot. Actually, I'm not even quiet, and that ringing just comes.
Yes, if you go there and you just sit with that, the first thing when you're really in tune with it, your brain and your heart go into sync, and somehow that takes away all of the shoulds and oughts, and it begins to bring out your spirit.
Because I do feel like I'm like in my head, like I'm just playing on this program, and I notice it, and I just can't do anything about it, but I notice it.
Well, listen to that sound. It'll take you to your inner self and take you away from all of the things that you think you ought to be doing for other people. And there's quite a lot of energy on something physical, creating something physical, but it's mental first and then it's coming out physical. There's also a lot of energy with words and being able to express with words. I think if you wanted to, you could easily be a medium and train to bring messages through to people. You just need to find a good teacher in your area. Where are you from?
Actually, I'm from South Carolina, but right now I live in New Jersey.
Well, we'll get you in touch with some New Jersey people and help you develop. How's that?
No, that sounds good because I really needed it because you don't it's very true of what you said. I don't even mean to, and I catch myself a lot, and I do most of the things I do is for somebody else or for someone told me a long time ago in my head that I should be doing.
Yep,
and
it's
then,
all right then, there in your
then,
chart.
And then when I don't do it, I feel guilty.
Boy, must have been, in my case, it was my mother putting guilt trips on me of what I should do for other people. Let me read to you a little bit about what the computer says about you. You like reciprocal relationships, but often give more than you receive. You can be incredibly generous if your generosity is appreciated. You give of your time and organizational skills easily for a good cause. You can feel criticism quickly when you don't do something correctly the first time. You like to accomplish a lot and are sometimes disorganized because of all of the projects you try to do simultaneously, usually for other people. You don't often have a physical environment that satisfies you completely. Your self-image suffers when you don't have command of your physical space. Before you feel comfortable, you must be familiar with your physical surroundings and where things can be found. You often lose things because you don't have time to organize. You won't generally interfere unless it involves someone you care about. You can hold a grudge for both physical and emotional reasons. You don't easily forgive, although others may think you do. Planning and carrying out through your plans is important to you personally. Others respect your opinions about a project, even though they may argue with your suggestions. You can use words to help others find your path. You know, that may be where the mediumship comes through. And there's a lot of logical counseling stuff in you too.
Yeah, because I love singing. I mean, I guess somebody said I was really right brain.
Do you sing a lot in the note of D?
I do.
Is that your favorite note to sing in?
I like the song "How Great Thou Art." Yeah, when I go to my cousin's church, they ask me to sing that a lot, and they love it.
Well, you probably need to go to church more because all your spiritual stuff is suffering.
Okay.
And if you let go with your voice and let all that energy come to you, that'd be a wonderful place for you to just get filled up.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm Maybe. Well, see, I like church stuff. I guess I can go there. It's just I need some kind of other spiritual thing, because I kind of alternative besides church, because that, I know that that religious training is part of my problem.
Well, it's a place to start. Have you ever felt when you're really in tune with God? And
yes,
just such a blissful peace?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, start there, but just go another direction. You know, I was torn today between the Dalai Lama singing or having that on for the show and Fleetwood Mac. So now I know why I was being pulled to do Dalai Lama stuff. His chanting just takes me to another place, well beyond the limited things about religion. You know, religion is man's interpretation, but you have a direct connection to God, and you just you can go there through your meditation and listen to people.
That's what I'm going to do is start meditating.
I think it would help. Well, get in touch with Heather. You can check out our website, Nutrasounds.com, and say, I was on the show. My name's Nathan. Could you send me my report? Here's my email address. Okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Nathan.
Thank
you. Bye now. You have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was good.
That was very good. That was a real different interpretation, I think, that I've seen than any other profile you've done. That was really interesting.
He has his humanitarian and spiritual stuff all in a different octave from his active life. Just means there's no connection there, and he just needs to find a space to do that. It's going to come together for him in the note of G sharp, which is taking what he's physically built into spirituality, because that's the only dual note he has, where spirit and, God's law and man's law. So it's going to be something he creates and actively takes to spirit. So that's good.
Wonderful.
Let's jump back. I was not able to do any prints this week, Heather, because I can't get my computer to work and I've been gone most of the week. Were you able to send me any GNS files?
I was working on one right now, by request, Paris Hilton.
Okay, well, we just don't have it up yet, but we'll have it up by the end of the show. No, not the end of the show, by the end of the week, maybe. And
I can do it tomorrow.
Okay, the other request we got is with Hillary and Obama talking about the votes for the Iraq money. So we'll be putting those up, too. And one of the things I wanted to see is the guy that just got indicted today, and I don't even remember his name now, but another one of our elected officials got morals issues again. How do we elect these yahoos? I don't understand why we don't have more control over our elected officials. They just get up there and do whatever they want.
I think we should have to put them through a voice profile first.
Well,
my
what
personal
about
opinion.
We make them? Well, that's good. How about putting them through some bond or something? If you do something dirty, the American people get to keep your bond money or something. You know, I don't know where that's coming from. But things have just gotten out of hand. You know, when we went on this trip, we saw gasoline at four something a gallon. That's out of hand, totally. One of the things, I heard a speech from one of the college presidents, and he said the only thing that's keeping us from developing new sources of energy is low gas prices. I guess of all the things I would tolerate is high gas prices to make more energy more efficient. But, you know, the gas went up on Memorial Day, and you can't tell me that that wasn't gouging people who wanted to travel.
Oh, I agree. That's hurting everybody.
Well, if it was some kind of consistent thing, okay, we're going to raise it here, we're going to keep it there, and we're going to use this much of that money to do alternative sources for energy, you know, I think people would go with it. But I think people are darn mad about this gouging. Every time there comes a holiday, they raise stuff up or around graduations, which is one of the things we were doing. No, I got an email the other day, and it said the American public really can't do a lot about the gas prices because they're not controlled by us. Wrong. This email said, let's take one company, and I think it was Exxon and whatever Exxon owns. I don't know if it was Mobil or Marathon or whatever. I'll go look it up because I should have it in front of me if I'm going to talk about this. So let's post it on our site. But it says, let's just boycott one company. And when one company sits there with overflowing gas, that's going to start a war because they're going to have to lower their prices to sell their gas. Isn't that brilliant? So we take one company and we boycott it until they lower their prices. You think that would work?
I think it's worth a shot. I think it's worth a shot.
Well, I don't want to start a whole war, gas war. Yes, yes, I do. I want to start a gas war because I just think the American public is being asked to pay for this research. What's our government doing? They're sending the money yonder to fight some war we don't even really appreciate. You know, and one of the things I really hate about that, I'm going to get on my soapbox tonight. There's more people killed in the war, twice as many or more, than it was ever killed in the towers coming down.
Right,
so,
I had that too.
Yeah, twice as many kids got killed there. And we ought to have some control over that, so I don't really see what's happening. Ooh, let's talk about something happy. Let's talk about what we did this past week. We had some people in that needed a sound for poison ivy, and we were able to help them quit itching. We had a couple who had a bad, bad car accident and got really bummed up, so we were able to help them out of pain. Had a really interesting client just today. She was sent to us because she had herpes, and they couldn't
Sherry?
Get rid of it. Yes?
Hi, Sherry. My name is Jacqueline.
Hi.
And
we'll
hi,
get back to
you?
The story in a second. Jacqueline, thank you for interrupting because we never know when somebody's on the line. We were just jabbering away and we just don't listen. Did you want your voice done, Jacqueline?
Yes, I want my voice done, and I wanted to just share some things. I feel like I have a lot of entities around me.
Can you hold on a second and give me a spelling of your name?
Sure.
Jacqueline, what's the spelling of your name?
J-A-C.
Okay.
Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
L-I-N-E. And a birthday, and you can make it up if you want.
4-11-56.
4-11-56. And people may think this strange, but there really is a way to tell if there's entities. So can you talk for a couple of minutes for us and just start now? And I'm going to turn this over to the computer so I won't be able to hear much of what you're saying. Okay, go.
Okay. I'm having a lot of difficulty in my life. I don't know if it's my personality or what. I seem to attract people that I feel like entities are around me and trying to harm me. And it's really bothering me very much to the point that, you know, it's made me feel as if I want to kill myself. And that, you know, I can't live like this anymore. I feel like there's something, I feel like they're doing something within my body. My body feels very itchy, very hot, and it's not normal. It's something of another realm. And I'm just very upset about it. It's really, really bothering me. It's been interfering with my life since actually 2001. And I started chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, and prior to that I had a guru, and I've been just bouncing back and forth and having a lot of difficulty trusting myself and, you know, knowing who to trust and, how am I to feel safe in the world. And I have enormous talents, and I feel like people are trying to block me from it because of the greater good for what I would do with my voice and my music. And it's just been really a difficult time. I heard someone say that I was cursed
with. Okay, hello. I think what you're going through is more than we can handle here. I would like to refer you to someone who specializes in this, who works with us.
Okay.
Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, that would be great.
And I am going to run a nutritional evaluation on you, because what it's showing nutritionally, which doesn't help you, is that your electrolytes are very, very unbalanced. But I really want you to see the doctor that works with us more than anything else. And I want to talk to you offline also.
Okay.
So send an email over to Heather at vocalprofiling.com.
Okay.
And we are going to talk offline. But with Dr. Schrode's help, and we'll look, have him talk to you, and we'll look at some of your nutrition, he's been able to straighten up people like this before. So there is some disconnect in your voice. So I'd like to have you see him, and we'll look at this if it is an entity or if it's a dissociation. And he's an expert, and he'll be able to tell me that. And then we'll work together to help you out.
It's definitely not disassociation. I know that. I've been to a lot of therapists, Sherry. It's not that at all. I've had people tell me to my face that they were going to destroy my life, and I didn't know they were warlocks. And I just have attracted karmically this since 2001. It's been brutal.
Well, this is when you say you have thoughts of killing yourself and that kind of thing. Immediately,
ethically. Well,
because
I feel so itchy in my body. I mean, I feel like I can't sleep. I'm not sleeping at night. This has never happened to me. I'm the kind of person that sleeps like a log when I go to sleep.
Well, ethically, I'm not allowed to say anything but to send you to a professional. I will talk to you offline.
Okay.
I will talk to you by phone or email. But I need you to talk to the doctor that works with us. And he specializes in people who have implants, and he's got x-rays of them. You know, I didn't believe him in the first place, but he showed him to me. And I talked to some of the people he's worked with. And he's worked with people who have entities.
I don't know what that means, Sherry.
Pardon?
What is an implant? People's implants?
It's from people who have been taken to aboard a spaceship and had an implant. I'm not saying that is part of what's going on with you. I'm saying that's the kind of people that he works with, and he's very good at it.
Wonderful.
He's an expert, and we'll get you in touch with him. This kind of thing comes up with us a lot. People who think or know that there's an entity, and he can help the integration, or he can help them move on. But it's not something that we can deal with here on the air.
Got you.
Okay?
Great.
Jacqueline,
you,
I will save your printout, and you can get a copy of it from Heather.
Okay? Okay, great. Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm saving that, Heather. Remind me to get her in touch with the doctor that works with us. He has been a godsend. When people call me about things like this, it is so far over my head. I can tell them about their nutrition and what's going on there, but this is something that I've never experienced, and I'm not a trained counselor in any way, and he is, and he can give me direction as to what to do here, so that's good. Have you ever had any questions like that in all the times that...
all of my emails I received, the thousands.
we'll get to some of those questions in a minute. Let me go on with this herpes case, because I thought it was really,
finish your story, please.
Really good case. Well, it's a case of herpes, really hard to heal and reoccurring, and we found out she actually has two different kinds of herpes, and she has a papilloma pathogen that hasn't manifested yet, but the real issue was she had an immune deficiency virus. So we put her on some sounds for that, and we'll see what's going on. Because sometimes people just get everything coming and going because their immunity is so low. And in her case, she had an immune deficiency virus. And another lady that we helped today, she was laying a book. She turned and laid a book on a table and threw her back out.
Oh, gosh.
So I got had an emergency call when I got home. It only takes 2 ounces of pressure to throw your back out. But that was an awesome week.
You've been busy, haven't you, Sherry?
Well, I think we all have, moving in and getting the studio up.
Hello.
Hello, we have another caller.
Hello.
Great.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling. It's Maya, Kathy's friend. I met you
a while ago.
Okay. Calling to find out what is going on presently.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Let me get the computer set up here. I am ready when you are, so you just start, and we'll be back as soon as you get 500 in. Go.
Okay, just keep on prattling, right? Well, just recently lost my job. I just got unemployed. So things are a little tense. So I have been kind of taking a little time for myself to find out which way to go next. And I'm finding that maybe I kind of arrived at a late midlife crisis. And right now, it feels like my fingertips are burning. I don't know why that is. A lot of energy, perhaps. I've been doing a lot of energy work lately this weekend, and it was wonderful, but I'm trying to make it so it doesn't be, it's not just a feel-good moment, and I can make it last longer in myself.
Maya, give me a birthday so I can file you in the computer.
Okay, 4/16/57.
Okay, we really don't care what it is, because it's just the computer doing that.
Mm.
Okay, I'm filing it. Okay, this is really odd. You're talking about doing laying on of hands healing, but it's all coming out left-brained. Are you one of those switcher people that your brain switch with your...
I might be. I think because I got rid once and it was kind of a little funky, and I could do some things with my right hand, some things with my left hand, and they can't cross. So I don't know if that. I act more right-brained, even though you're getting left-brained. It's very odd because it's like I'm not the most analytical. I don't know. So maybe I am a switcher.
It looks like you might be. Do you eat equally with both hands, or?
Well, I can do. I can't write with both hands. It's like my right hand does all the skilled stuff. My left hand does all the stuff I wish it wouldn't do.
Well, very odd.
Bad habits with my left hand.
Yeah, what's going on in your chart? Lots and lots of energy in taking people's self-approval, putting it into words. Is that what you did or what you want to do? It's almost like
I'm not sure exactly what you were saying here.
You have a lot of energy in your chart around D, D sharp, and E, and all of that is about helping people collect information that's good for them, and then helping them put it into some kind of words to go out and do it. Is that the kind of job you left, or kind of job you want, or neither?
Well, it wasn't the kind of job I left, for sure. It was office work, so I'm finding that is not really my strongest suit. Or I'm just not really into it so much. But it sounds almost like coaching or something you're talking about, getting people
more,
to know what they want to do.
Really.
I'm trying to figure out myself, perhaps. I don't know.
You're talking about life coaching?
It almost sounds what you're describing, to get people to know what they want. Here I'm trying to figure out what I want right now.
Well, the other thing this could deal with is training. Training other people, but it feels to me like it's something to do.
That's interesting. I had training issues at work. It's like criticizing how I was being trained. It's like, I would do this differently because I've trained people before. So, I mean, I've taught workshops in the past. I like teaching.
Well, D sharp and E is your highest note. You have 144 and 143 hits on that, and the next hits down are like 45. So this D, D sharp, and E is, it's almost like finding out what people are good at and encouraging them to go for it, and doing it with words, either written or verbally. Just lots of strong. Well, you got D on one side, which is people's self-approval issues, and E on the other end, which is expression and how they're self-sabotaging themselves all at the same time. And you're like pulling those two together for people. Like,
that's interesting. I have to tell you, you're telling me the things I most need to learn as well, it seems. My own self-approval and such.
Well, it's
so
almost like you're reaching in somebody's heart and guts and just pulling it out and showing it. Here, look, this is what you are. And this is what we need to work on. And you don't pull any punches about this. It's just, this is the way it is. Let's get over it. You also have high A sharp in a different octave. So somebody along the way has tried to pull some head trips on you, and you're just balking at that all the way. But it seems like that's the situations you get into, almost like you're supporting people's weak spots, and you don't know that till you get involved. And then when you try to pull out, then you're the one that gets blamed for not giving enough, being supportive enough, that kind of thing.
Thanks. I need to hear that right now.
Is that true or not true?
It feels like some of that might be. And I just wonder, is it me? It's like crazy stuff.
Well, I can look at what the computer said. That's just my interpretation. I didn't even open the computer yet. Let's go look at that.
Okay.
You have a highly developed degree of intuition when it comes to listening to what people are not saying. You have strong opinions about protecting others that don't have the ability to protect themselves. You will come back again and again to a situation that's unsettled until you find an answer that satisfies you. It's distressing to you when someone's attempting to prove you wrong. You know when you have a settled mind about a situation because you no longer need to talk about it. Being without a reason or cause for an unsettling event is very disturbing. You have the ability to use words to persuade the minds of others. You can use the highs and lows of your voice to give people directions as how to treat you. You can convey a great variety of expression using vocal nuance instead of words. Your highest notes associated with expression of the body, mind, and spirit. Seekers of internal truth live here and often come to you for guidance. Wow. I'm skipping down through here. The demands on your life don't leave enough time for you personally. It's important to consider how your actions influence others. You're sometimes, this is not in here, but I'm feeling it, too confrontive. You're not saying it in the way they can hear it, but in the way you want to pound it at them. Your standards for emotional trust are high. You understand intellectually that trust should be earned, but often give trust without reservation. Your spiritual side may be neglected because of the responsibility you hold. Take time for yourself. You work to see that others are not taking advantage of. Writing that flows freely to you can also help move others toward their own inner strength. Your self-approval depends on living from the inside out. Have you ever thought about writing something to give people instructions on how to do something in a very
kind of started blogging.
Well, this is what's coming to me as I'm reading this. You have the ability to learn from your own mistakes and move on. I would also feel that others around you don't. You just have to leave them set. You can easily use complaining as a way of self-healing. You would like to be appreciated, but also
Fetching.
You would like to be appreciated, but often have difficulty handling the attention. You sometimes offer solutions before you hear all the facts. We'll send this out to you.
Interesting. Do you want a copy?
Pardon?
Sure. Sure thing.
Didn't want to hear all that?
Oh, no. Sorry?
You didn't want to hear all that?
Sorry.
I do want to hear all that,
yes. You said, do I want a copy, right?
Yeah, just Heather at vocalprofiling.com, and that'll get it to you. We have 20 more things to talk about. Thank you, Maya, for getting in touch, but we're out of time.
Oh, dear.
That was a fast hour, Sherry.
Do you have any last questions, Maya?
I think I'll let you finish off, and thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Good night. We are using a computer program called NVoice, just the letter N, NVoice. We teach classes in this. We teach free classes. Heather has classes up on the website. When's the next one, Heather?
The next one is Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
So if you want to get in that, it may be full already, but I think if you get in touch real soon, we can squeeze you in.
Well, last time we did it, people were really bummed because they got kicked out.
Yeah.
So that was a problem. Heather, boy, so many more things we want to talk about. We'll get this stuff posted for you. For those of you who've asked about the free journal, it's about 60 pages. Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. Is there a link on Nutrisounds, Heather, for that?
There's a link on the homepage of Nutrisounds. It'll be on the left-hand side in bright red.
Okay. Well, a lot more things we want to talk about, but we're coming up on... 9:25. We got to go, people. Keep calling and writing us, Heather at Vocal Profiling or Radio at Vocal Profiling. And we'll try to catch you next week and get some more of these readings done. I love it.
It was a great show, Sherry.